turned to love and wine. But his hunger was for trading trappers' furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Jack to run an elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my father here among these beecher bones. Mark, now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. For you've raped and killed and stole your land, you ruled with guns and knives. Fed a whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. What's done is done, you white man rule this land. Lay the cards face up and play your last broken hearted hand. Sun.
Thank you. You know, we were getting ready for this gig, and we got together with Sam Bush, and we got together with all the rest of the pickers on the festival, and we all had a little seminar, kind of like a conference, you know, like a self-esteem boosting situation, where we went on a vision quest. We went on a search for spiritual sport down in our little place down there in South Texas called Camp Howdy. Oh, give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. That's right. Goodness gracious. Well, you know, we were searching for spiritual sport. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. And he sucked up all the flames. He blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy, we're vegetarians." "A veggie what? Now you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm gonna teach you to the true spiritual sport. We gonna fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. We slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard. He motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels. We started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?" He just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape. And with a fuse at one end, and he turned to me and he said, and I quote, "Hey man, you drive." So I grabbed hold of the little wheel, I pulled back, a miracle occurred, the ride prop kicked in, we spiraled upwards, we were airborne, flying upside down, over the border, just below the radar, and just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind.